I think what's been interesting about putting the conference together is realizing how you can't talk about the humanities without talking about the sciences, because even something like the 19th century notion of the disciplines emerged from a strong pre-existing curriculum. And I think those arguments connect up with the two cultures debates that took place over 100 years later in ways that are quite instructive about the continuing divisions and interconnections between the humanities and the sciences at Cambridge.
Humanities are absolutely essential to today's thinking. They're not relevant or irrelevant, they're essential. And they're essential because you cannot understand the notion of citizenship, you cannot understand politics, you can't understand political theory, you can't understand who you are unless you know where you come from. And that is not a genetic question so much as a historical question. Without the humanities, you're living a half-life.
But what the humanities remind us of is actually the dangers of being socially relevant as well as the advantages. Because as soon as you lock into current concerns, current policies and so forth, while they may be very significant, and one couldn't possibly deride the significance of doing that, they are rooted in the current perception of problems. And how one actually sees problems now is not necessarily going to be what is most useful to do. One may actually want a longer-term perspective by which to approach these things.
Working in an institution that's been here for 800 years gives you a unique perspective on the development of the field. It shows you the high points when people have died for classics, when people have screamed about classics. It shows you the low points when it's become part of a rather dull conservative medium. Without that whole perspective, you have no chance to understand how a field has developed.
I think what is so important about an institution that has endured, and of course everybody thinks how old Cambridge is, whereas really the question should be how new it is. Because any institution that can go on reinventing itself century after century has to be actually new all the time. I mean, it's constantly refreshing itself.
What's interesting about the humanities is it gives you paradigms for analysis and interpretation that you can bring to bear in what appear to be very new fields, including, for instance, now digital humanities, where the interesting questions to ask turn out to be things like what authority is there for knowledge, which is a very old question.